Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Can You Trust Your GPS?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Whenever I am asked to do a wake service for the deceased loved one of a family or friend, I am drawn to pray, reflect, and preach on this gospel passage from John. I find Jesus' words so consoling. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. I feel privileged to speak these words of Jesus to those gathered and to myself as well. They are a call to deep faith and trust at a time when we most need to hear it and believe it. More than ever, in this time of COVID and uncertainty, violence and deaths, all of us need such loving reassurance. Jesus goes on to offer a strong image, comparing what we know of heaven to his Father's house with many dwelling places available to all of us, asking us to believe in his ongoing and everlasting promise. He says, if there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? Then I will come and take you to myself, not just our loved ones, but each one of us when our time comes. Now Jesus' words become challenging. Where I am going, you know the way. How difficult for his friends who knew him and loved him and were loved by him. But they do not understand. We too love him. Yet we can identify with Thomas's words, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? The task for me, the preacher, is to make sense, using a contemporary image perhaps, for all who are listening. Yes, I get Thomas's honesty and his question. And we find ourselves also saying, really, Lord, we just don't know the way. We are in need of a GPS to help us get there. Many of us have been lost for some time, and we are not sure how to find the way. In our confusion, we pay attention to his words yet again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Many of us have lost our way in our life experiences these days. We succumb to the darkness of confusion and uncertainty. Often we are anxious about the road ahead in these frightening and difficult times. I look out at the people gathered that I have come to console, and I hope for some response, some understanding, recognition in their eyes. Lately, I find myself looking only at the eyes of the masked faces looking back at me. In preparing this preaching, I searched for a little more insight, and so I Googled, yes, Googled the letters GPS, and was reminded of its meaning, Global Positioning System. Now, I use it a lot, but I really didn't pay attention to its title, Global Positioning System. But then I scrolled down a little further, and I discovered another explanation for those letters. GPS also means God's plan of salvation. That's it. Jesus is God's plan of salvation for Thomas, for his disciples, and for all of us. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except through him. Thomas A Kempis wrote in his little prayer book, My Imitation of Christ, "Follow me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. I am the way which you must follow, the truth which you must believe, and the life for which you must hope." So I guess we can take a breath and breathe in the conscious awareness that Jesus is always traveling with us on our journeys. The journeys we take on the roads of life, and those we make from our heads to our hearts, and finally, on our journey home. May the divine GPS, God's plan of salvation through Jesus, give us hope and lead us to the dwelling place prepared for each of us. And may we truly trust